With KUT News in Austin, I'm Laura Rice. Texas power plants will likely be impacted by an announcement by the Obama administration today on new rules aimed at cutting carbon dioxide emissions by 30% by 2030. KUT's Terrence Henry with the State Impact Texas Project joins me now to talk about what the new rules could mean for Texas. So, Terrence, where is Texas right now when it comes to carbon dioxide emissions?
If you're talking about overall emissions, we're the largest emitter in the country, but we also do all this refining and gas and oil production, so that's kind of why we're up top. So we've got a lot of old coal-fired power plants that do emit a lot of carbon and other pollutants, but we also have a lot of renewables, specifically wind energy, in our mix, and more natural gas in our power mix.
And that wind and natural gas could help us in reaching these goals. I understand the EPA has given us a lot of flexibility in how we meet this reduction of 30%.
That's how the EPA is touting it today, yes. They're saying that they're going to give states a lot of flexibility. Basically, it's up for the states to come up with their own plan. EPA sets a target, says reduce your power-related carbon emissions by this amount. It's up to you on how you get there. So there could be things like more wind, more solar. It could, you know, mean closing certain coal power plants in Texas and replacing them with natural gas plants. It could mean things just like increased energy efficiency and demand response, where you get Texans to use less power so that you use less coal power. So basically, it's saying, you know, we want you to get to this level of carbon emissions from your power plants, and how you do it is up to you.
Energy is big business in Texas, so what's the reaction been like so far from industry leaders and politicians?
It's been mixed. It depends on who you're talking about. Many Republican lawmakers in Texas are against this. I think you can expect the state of Texas to file lawsuits and try and fight this as long as it can. In previous instances, in previous cases, Texas has had kind of a mixed record, mostly losses when it comes to fighting the EPA on these kind of rules. On the other side of the ledger, there are some businesses and industry groups that are supportive of this rule, some Fortune 500 companies and actually some power generators who have more natural gas in their power portfolios who are saying, you know, we welcome this rule. So it really kind of depends on which segment of the population you're talking about. And a lot of it just kind of depends on what kind of plan Texas comes up with to meet these targets, if Texas comes up with one at all.
And I'm assuming we can read more about this at stateimpacttexas.org.
You certainly can.
All right. Thanks, Terrence.
Thanks.
With KUT News, I'm Laura Rice.